Burnaby has a reputation as a fast-growing city, with residential towers springing up like Jack in the Box toys. How do you find out about these developments before a crane goes up and a pit is dug out? How can you have a say in the process? Burnaby hosts public hearings once a month for the public to share their thoughts regarding developments and projects that require rezoning applications. You can attend and speak at a public hearing in person at City Hall at 4949 Canada Way or over Zoom. You can also write to council regarding rezoning applications before 2:45 p.m. on the day of the public hearing via the city's website. What's up for development this month? We've written up a Coles Notes for November's applications. The public hearing will be Tuesday, November 22nd at 5 p.m. You can find the agenda online. Click the subheadings to find individual reports. 6900 South Point Drive, BCH Edmonds Ops Center Truck Storage and Yard for construction of a truck storage building in an existing operations yard. Applicant, developer, SNC-Lavalin Inc. Location, Edmonds area. First brought to council, August 30, 2021. SNC-Lavalin, Ian McKay Architect, City of Burnaby. Details, building will be heated, enclosed, and about 1,323 meters squared, 14,240.65 square feet, intended to provide improved security and heating for the existing line trucks and operations vehicles in the yard. Proposed to include 10 vehicles in 10 stalls to meet climate action goals. High efficiency heating would limit vehicle warm-up time and greenhouse gas emissions. SNC-Lavalin, Ian McKay Architect, City of Burnaby. 5675 and 5691 Rumble Street. Three-story townhouses for construction of a three-story, 10-unit residential townhouse development with underground parking. Applicant, developer, Simplex Plus G Architecture Inc. Location, Royal Oak area. First brought to council, December 6, 2021. Simplex Plus G Architecture, City of Burnaby. Details, the site currently has two single-family homes built in 1978 and 1951. Development would consist entirely of three-bedroom dwellings. Each unit would have secured storage space within the underground parking area and access to a children's play area. 22 vehicle parking spaces provided total, including one van accessible visitor space. 27 bicycle parking spaces, including 5 surface racks. Simplex Plus G Architecture, City of Burnaby. Simplex Plus G Architecture, City of Burnaby. 7465 Griffiths Drive, 21-story strata tower with 6-story podium and low-rise rental building for construction of a high-rise strata tower with an attached low-rise rental building. Applicant, developer, Square 9 Griffiths Development Limited. Location, Edmonds area. First brought to council, September 16, 2019. GBL Architects Inc., Square 9 Developments Inc., City of Burnaby. Details, the site currently has a two-story light industrial building built in 1967. One building is proposed with a 21-story tower with a 6-story podium. 108 strata apartment units and 61 rental apartment units planned. Inclusionary rental obligations require 16 units rented at below market rates, 20% below the Canada Mortgage and Housing Corp's median market rates for Southeast Burnaby, which range from $1,019 for a bachelor, to $1,338 for a one-bedroom, to $1,855 for a three-bedroom. The developer plans to provide 23 rental units at CMHC medians. 35 adaptable units, with 24 accessible parking spaces in the underground parkade. Some of the strata one-bedroom unit sizes are based on minimum sizes for rental units. A minimum area of 50 square meters or 538.21 square feet, intended to provide a level of affordability for new home ownership, providing access to the market for first-time home buyers. The smaller one-bedrooms will be offset by a comparable number of larger two-bedroom plus den and three-bedroom units, 157 total vehicle parking spaces. All resident parking spaces will have an electrical outlet capable of level 2 electric vehicle charging, as mandated by Burnaby's zoning by-law. Developer will include a two-zone transit pass fund for 15% of the strata residents and 100% of the rental residents for 1 year, for a total of 77 transit passes. 372 total bike parking spaces. Amenities include lounge and dining areas, a TV room, games room, workstation room, meeting room, fitness room, and an outdoor rooftop amenity space for strata residents and indoor communal facilities for rental residents. The podium's roof will include a shared outdoor common space for strata and rental residents, including a playground, yoga and exercise area, gardening plots and barbecue and seating areas. 4750 Kingsway. Concord Metrotown development for construction of the second phase of the Concord Metrotown site, including three high-rise market strata building above non-market rental and commercial podiums, and two high-rise buildings above a commercial podium. Applicant, developer, Concord Kingsway Projects GP Limited. Location, Metrotown area. First brought to council, September 29, 2021. IBI Group Architects, Concord Pacific. Details: five total buildings ranging from 40 to 60 stories high, about 1,464 units proposed, made up of 1,145 market strata units, 188 non-market rental units, 20% below the CMHC median, ranging from $1,218 for a bachelor to $1,280 for a one-bedroom, and $2,056 for a three-bedroom, and 131 market rental units. A later phase will have about 722 units of market rentals, for a total of 2,186 units. Some of the market strata one-bedroom units are based on minimum unit sizes of 50 square meters, 538.21 square feet, which are intended to provide access to the market for first-time home buyers. To offset the smaller units, a commensurate number of larger two-bedroom and den and three-bedroom units are proposed. 1,569 parking spaces for residential units, including visitor spaces, and 1,320 spaces for commercial parking. 4,816 bicycle parking spaces, with 123 secured lockers for commercial spaces and 81 bike racks. All residential parking spaces will have an electrical outlet capable of level 2 electric vehicle charging, as mandated by Burnaby's zoning bylaw. The developer is voluntarily providing level 2 EV chargers for 20 commercial parking spaces. The developer will establish an alternative transportation fund for a two-zone transit pass for 15% of all units, including market strata, market rental and non-market rental, for 24 months, and a CarShare monthly membership for each residential unit for 24 months. Amenities include fitness centers, meeting rooms, children's play areas, wellness spas, work lounges, guest suites and kitchen spaces, along with landscaped rooftops with lawn areas, dog runs, dining areas, play areas and garden plots and public art.